Okay, there we go. Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So a hugely explosive evening last night. I suppose no major surprise. We were expecting what we refer to as a dovishly hawkish meeting. And that's pretty much how it turned out. So let's explain it in a bit more detail. If we get into this, we'll of course start with our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. If you don't have your eye on the US markets at the minute, you'll be missing some big opportunities. Where do we then enter and exit those markets, of course, once we've decided which markets to focus our attention on? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology? So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with Forex Factory then, and we'll discuss this news event last night. So it was really, the markets were all about the FOMC this week, and that's exactly the way that's pretty much turned out. So some interesting observations as we go. Inflation is becoming a bit of a problem for central banks in terms of it being a little bit more uncomfortable than these central banks would like at this stage in proceedings. A bit of an uptick yesterday in UK inflation. And even more so on the core CPI side, previously 3.3, although it didn't come in line with forecast, it's still higher than previous. So that creates even a problem for the Bank of England, which we're going to be hearing from today in terms of their positioning. So they're expected to hold. But this news event here last night, so this is why we called it a dovishly hawkish meeting. And the reason for that very, very simply is we were always likely to get a 25 basis point rate cut, which is what we've seen. However, the number of future rate cuts have gone from basically 4 rate cuts next year to 2. So the Fed are in a position now, because of inflation and because of I suppose a really strong jobs market, are in this position where they're not as dovish as they were just in September. So the dynamic has shifted slightly. What does that mean? It means interest rates can't come down perhaps in line with expectation from markets and investors and traders. And as a result, it maintains a degree of tightening in the economy, even though there is technically very little tightening of note, because we've seen everything rally during a rate hiking cycle. We've still seen new all-time highs in pretty much every market you could think of. So it hasn't had the tightening effect that you would perhaps expect. So therefore, loosening market conditions at a time when everything is rip-roaring doesn't seem to be the best position to take. And I think the Fed have now just acknowledged that. So they've said, right, well, we are still likely to make one or two cuts. We're getting close to neutral. We're now at 4.5. Maybe we're now looking at sort of 4% as a happy medium, which is not as low as many operators in this environment would like to see. For example, the US government, they'd like to see these rates much, much lower. Because when it comes to refinancing their debt over the next couple of years, they'll have to do so at 4% rather than at 2%. So the debt impact is going to be significantly huge. Same dynamic really for the corporate markets. When they come to roll over their debt, which they secured at 0% just a few years ago, when it comes to mature and it needs to be rolled over and they don't have a means in which to pay it down, which I say the majority of companies are not able to do, it seems, then you've got this sort of problem bubbling away in the background. So we were fully expecting a bit of a dovishly hawkish event. And that's, I know it sounds like a strong contradictions in terms, but that's pretty much what's happened. Yes, we have cut, but we're not going to be cutting as much as we were just a couple of months ago. So that brings us into the next round of central banks. And we've just had the BOJ, which have kept rates at hold. And with all the turmoil, especially last night, there's really no way the BOJ could come out and stir the pot even more. And again, that's pretty much how that's proved. Now our focus has been firmly on the US, not so much on the yen. But we were looking at the euro yen yesterday to see if there was an opportunity to, if the BOJ did respond by raising rates or even talking about raising rates. Now, the BOJ have a huge problem as well, again, along the lines of inflation. So if a central bank has rates at 0.25, not only does it weaken your currency, but it's very accommodative for the economy. So the idea for a central bank to cut rates, one of the impacts of that is that you get an increase in prices. So you get to see inflation. Now, the BOJ are worried about, they don't want to really see too much inflation. So you can raise rates to kind of offset that sort of prices sort of running away with themselves. So it's a balancing act that the BOJ need to potentially intervene in the yen. And now they'll do so like they've done previously in a manner of like stealth, probably out of nowhere. Maybe around 160, we're on the way to rallying up to those levels. So we can probably expect a really choppy couple of months really for the BOJ, because they do have an important decision to make. So that brings us, we mentioned this is a big end to the week, an end to the year really with the BOJ. And again, expected to hold. So one of the problems with the UK is it's a stagflating economy. So we've got inflation, which is sticky. We've got growth, which is lower, and limited growth there, along with slightly higher inflation. And that's going to be further driven by wage increases, which we saw this week, wasn't it? Claim account change. Average earnings index for the UK. So previously 4.4%. This is a quarterly figure coming in at 5.2. So sizable uptick in wages. That's, of course, inflationary. That is also a bit of a problem for these central banks. So it looks like the inflation narrative is going to be the name of the game, it seems, next year, although the Fed did whatever it could to discount inflation as a significant problem. And it's still, Jerome Powell has still mentioned that inflation would be back to target, but it may take longer than expected. So what does that mean for these markets? Well, our focus has purely been around the US. And this is what we've seen. So we have seen, let me start again. So yesterday we saw an absolute monster move. You can see how that compared to the rest of the markets. A breakout to the downside and an absolutely monster rally to the downside. So that's pure profit taking. And we've seen it pretty much across the board. Now the DAX, not quite as much, but still bearish. A bit of a turnaround as well in yesterday in crude oil. Saw that massive rally in the Aussie dollar. Reversal because of the BOJ sentiment, but yesterday we saw a bit of weakness there. We're watching carefully, but knowing that the BOJ is in the early hours of the morning, so we're going to see where we're at today. And again, the euro dollar, massive move yesterday. So now the other point to these big moves is yesterday we had the FOMC, we had the decision and the projections around 7 p.m. and the market closes at 10 p.m. So we had Jerome Powell at 7:30 p.m. This is all UK time. So we've had a three-hour window for this massive move. So our expectation is that we should probably get more downside than just 3 hours. Now, at the moment, we're just kind of bouncing off the lows. So with all that selling, probably just opportunities to just take profits up at these highs, we're getting this little sort of dead cat bounce. So our expectation is for further softness over the coming days. And we appreciate we're in Christmas week next week. So volume levels are very likely to be very low. We got a strong spike yesterday, of course. But outside of that, we're pretty low volumes. And that's likely to be one of the major problems. So in terms of direction, we're really, at the minute, still sticking with yesterday's moves in terms of risk off in the indices and continued selling, along with dollar strength. So that's the theme that we can continue to work on. Now, we've also got a bit of a rejection here in crude oil around the 69.30. And we can back off the yen now, as it's not likely to be a hugely beneficial market to focus on, because it's actually, well, unless you're looking at a dollar yen, of course, which would add up and make sense. So market summary. So we've gone from potential risk off market conditions to strong risk off market conditions and a lot of profit taking, as you've seen. So dollar strength remains intact. So the DAX, let's have a look at that. So we can take this low. So we've got the 19.919 level. So it's still much, much lower. So 19,000 919. Let's do around number 20. Okay, so potential US indice weakness. Obviously, we could have made new highs as well. If Jerome Powell adopted a bit of a dovish stance yesterday, then we were probably rallying equally as explosive to the upside. Crude oil looking to sell below the 69.30, just slightly lower with the yen, that yen sell trade. We were looking at it yesterday. It's not really workable. Keep options as we approach year end is probably just solid advice now. So really, further risk off is our focus for the day. We're going to look at these markets in a lot more detail, and we'll see if we start to get further momentum in favor of that risk off trade. I suppose one last thing just to leave you with is these bond yields, and to just share with you, we're seeing a strong rally. So yesterday we were around 441 in the 10-year and 425 in the 2-year. So look, we're making new highs. The markets are really suggesting to traders and investors that actually the risks are continuing to build and grow. So the risks are around inflation, and now, just as of last night, the Fed are actually taking that risk a lot more seriously, although he keeps referencing that, you know, any moves in bond yields over a few months is negligible. However, they should be taking this a little bit more seriously. And I think they are, in terms of real decision making. We were down at 3.55. We're now up nearly 1% higher. And this is where the Fed are currently at, the 4.5 level. So we've just come down to 4.5. So if these start to rally, it creates risks are even going to build even more. And the Fed really needs to take that into account with the decision making. The markets have been remarkably ignorant of these risks and what the bond markets are telling us. That's why our focus has really been more about the dollar. So keep that in mind. We keep monitoring those. We were talking about a dovishly hawkish Fed lending itself to this risk-off dynamic. Indices could potentially break out to the downside, which is just profit-taking, really. That's, I suppose, the reality of it. It's just there's no reason why we wouldn't see more profit-taking between now and year-end. And the dollar continued to strengthen. Everything's pointing to a stronger dollar, which is exactly where we're at, with US bond yields rallying higher as well. Commodities, we do have a bit of a bearish view of commodities. We had a strong move yesterday because of the stronger dollar. So we're currently in this, and surely this dynamic can last longer than just 3 hours. That would be our expectation, 9 times out of 10. So let's see if that prevails. Okay, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If there's any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. If not, we'll let you go, guys. We'll switch rooms now to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. So we'll have a look at these charts in a little bit more detail. We'll explain to you what our position would be, and what we're looking to see happen in terms of that type of rollover price action. Maybe we could add one or two decent trades. So look, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Just to let you know, we're packing up for Christmas on Monday. So we've got one more, in fact, today, tomorrow, and Monday, we've got 3 days, 3 trading days left, and then we'll pretty much wrap it up for the trading for the Christmas period. I'm back again the first Monday of January. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. From everyone here, take care, and we'll speak to you soon. All the best now. Take care. Bye-bye. My pleasure, guys. Bye-bye.